To my dear parents, Pamela and Adam, for always encouraging me to dream big. BBC Audiobooks presents Doctor Who, The Church on Ruby Road, by Esme Jikimi Pearson. Based on the BBC television adventure by Russell T. Davies. Read by Angela Winter. Chapter 1. Manchester, the 24th of December, 2004. Once upon a time, late on Christmas Eve, a stranger came to the church on Ruby Road. It was an old church, the grand kind one usually finds in small villages, with a tower and a clock face. Gravestones stood in the front churchyard. Great stone crosses made blurry and indistinct by the snow which fell in heavy flakes from the night sky, blanketing the whole scene in white, muffling the sounds of the stranger's frantic footsteps. Beyond the church, in the middle distance, houses stretched out in neat rows, their windows flickering with warm light. But in the churchyard, the only illumination came from old-fashioned street lamps, the sort you might read about in a children's story, their yellow light struggling out from behind dusty panes. Indeed, you might be forgiven for thinking this is a children's story. Alas, it is not. The stranger was dressed for snow, wrapped in a shawl all the way up to her eyes and ears, shuffling down the icy street and clutching a bundle in her hands. She might have wanted to stop, catch her breath, but she gave no sign of it, just kept walking, her precious bundle pressed to her chest as she made her way towards the church. Determined, steady. When she reached the grand arching wooden doors, she placed the bundle before them on the ground. In the light of the street lamp, her daughter's face was visible, peeking out of the swaddling blankets, a pale circle with a button nose, eyes squeezed shut. Above her, the minute hand on the clock tower ticked closer to the hour. By the time it struck midnight, the stranger was gone, swallowed by the snow and the dark of the night, vanished completely into the wideness of the world. Had the stranger turned back, perhaps to raise her hand in farewell to her daughter, she would have seen the door open, just as the rolling tolls of the church bell rang the hour, a flood of light and warmth like a river spilling across the stone. The merry sound of the choir carrying out into the freezing air of the night. She would have watched from afar as the vicar glanced around, his face wrinkling at the sight of the bundle on the doorstep. The small waving hands, the little nose and wisps of blonde hair peeking out from beneath the child's little cap. She would have seen him scoop up the child, his robes ruffling in the cold evening air, before shaking his head and placing a kiss on the newborn's brow. But the stranger did not see any of those things, though she might have, if only she had turned. Instead, she moved forward, onward, and disappeared into the snow. Now, if this were a true Christmas fairy tale, the stranger might have been reunited with her daughter many years later. She might have been a rich duchess, or a pirate queen, or a snow fairy come to take her child back to her icy realm. But this story isn't a fairy tale, and the stranger was never seen again. No one ever even knew her name. This is what happened instead. Across the snowy
Sample complete. Ready to continue?